Chinese athletes have been warming up for their respective events at the main Chinese training camp in Sao Paulo, as well as at the Revenues in Rio itself. The Sao Paulo training camp opened for the first time on Saturday. Chinese official Sun Yuanfu took the Chinese media through the training facility over the weekend.
The Chinese Olympic Committee decided to set up a training camp in Sao Paulo for the Chinese delegation from July 22nd to August 15th. It should allow our athletes to get accustomed to the local environment before the Olympic Games begins. The facilities are designed to bring out the best in our Chinese athletes.
16 different Chinese teams are now in Brazil ahead of the Games. Among them is the Chinese table tennis squad, which is expected to bring China one of its largest single-sport medal hauls. The squad gets a chance every day from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to train at the facility in Rio, allowing them to adapt to the environment. Li Xiaoxia is one of China's top female tennis players and has a lot of expectations on her to bring home a medal from Rio.
Seeing the five rules makes me nervous. The pressure and the sense of responsibility keeps growing. Admittedly, I haven't been eating well and have also been having trouble in sleeping as a result.
A total of 415 Chinese athletes are due to compete in Rio. The average age of Chinese athletes is 24. The youngest on the squad is a 14-year-old on the women's swimming team. The oldest is 39 years of age on the pistol shooting squad. Most observers expect China to finish in the top five in the medal count, with a strong possibility of a top three finish in Rio. For CRI, this is Niu Honglin.